My hope and vision for Aboriginal midwifery would be that all Aboriginal women have access to an Aboriginal midwife. I think that's really important. And that not everybody has that. And that if they don't have that they at least have access to a midwife or a healthcare provider who really understands them and will listen to them and provide them with the care that they want and listen to what they know about themselves and their baby and understand that they are the one whose body it is and whose baby it is and just listen to what they want and provide the care that they would like to have. And I think for students, just that there be more students to be able to have more Aboriginal midwives so that people, join the program and look into it. And also, like, I think it's important for students to have mentors, but I think it's also important for potential students. So even if you aren't in the program, but you're thinking about it, right? So that you have somebody who can help you get to the point where you can join the program, because it can also be a hard application process and getting all the things you need, and it can be scary to think of all the stuff that you have to get, and you're going to have to spend all this time without a job and away from possibly away from your family or in a new city, or you're going to have to buy a car, and the program does a really good job at laying out all that stuff ahead of time for you so that you know what you need. But in that way, it can also be kind of daunting and scary to think that you have to have a plan for all this stuff even before you think of applying to the program, which you don't really need. You can, make a plan to try and join the program and get in touch with people and use the resources that are around to help you get all those things when needed. I had a lot of support, and I have, my family's in Toronto, and I have a very supportive family, and they were very helpful through the program. But I think just kind of taking it step by step, right? And first applying and trying to, you can always email the program and ask for contact information. We always get emails saying, like as students, we get emails saying, oh, there's somebody interested in the program. And I always respond, and lots of students I know are very helpful to other students who are trying to apply and even just getting through like the application process. So just getting in contact with the program even to try and find somebody who will talk to you and just kind of help you through the process. And then, yeah, I think that's the main thing I would say would be helpful. And just gathering a network of support. It doesn't have to be family, but just keeping in mind those people in your life who are helpful and help you through things and knowing that those people are there.
What has been one of the most rewarding things for you in this journey of becoming a midwife?
There's so many. One, I would say just going to births. I had never gone to a birth before I entered the program. I was in the 4-year stream. So in the first year, you have an opportunity to go to, you're in a class called With Women, where you get to go to births in just kind of like a support person role. But just the way it worked out, I never got to go. So my first birth was like the first time I entered my clinical practice. And I was extremely scared about it. Also, like to go to the birth, but also I was very scared of what if I don't like this? Because a lot of people come from a place of like going to births where they've gone to a birth, right? Or they're coming into midwifery because they had a midwife, or because they had an OB and they had a bad experience, or they've been a doula. And I had no experience ever going to a birth. So just going to births. And I know through the program, like before when you're in classes, people talk about it, and like you hear midwives talk about it, about how amazing it is and how wonderful it is and how there's nothing in the world like it. And I think I thought that yes, that must be true, but in the back of my mind, I was also kind of thinking like, really, is it really that awesome every single time? But it really is. So I think that's one of the most rewarding things. And I think specifically with my experience, and what I thought was very rewarding was just getting to know the Aboriginal community in Toronto better. So getting to spend time at Seventh Generation and meet the midwives and go to different events and, you know, do different things, I think that was one of the most rewarding things. And even just talking with my grandma about going to visit her and talking about being a midwife and her asking me questions about, well, why do you want to be a midwife and why do you think it's important? And and getting to talk to her about that and explain to her why I thought it was important, because she grew up in a small town and had a very different experience of being Aboriginal than I did. And getting to see her watch me be excited about being Aboriginal, which she never really got to feel, and getting to talk about going to births and being an Aboriginal midwife and seeing all these other Aboriginal women be proud of being Aboriginal and proud of what they're doing and happy to be bringing new Aboriginal life into the world.